We welcome our soccer insider and former TFC captain, Jimmy Brennan. Jimmy, I mean, at the 53rd minute, with everything else that's going on, do you feel like there's a concern that the season is possibility of going down at that point?
Of course there is. Of course there is. I mean, like when you're watching that game, I thought TFC was doing well. Up until that point, you get a terrible goal, a bad deflection, ricochets into the bottom corner. Keeper's got no chance, and all of a sudden, yeah, you're right. Your back's up against the wall now, and you're thinking, they get one more here, we're in trouble. And it doesn't help that you lose Aldridge as well off the pitch, and both teams are playing 10-on-10, and the game opens up a little bit more. More chances are going to get created. Absolutely. Panic mode does set in there for a bit.
Jim Brennan, our guest, Brady and Price. Did Chris Penso, the referee, did he struggle? I've watched enough matches to know 15 to 20 minutes in, you can see this has an element to get out of control. But what Penso doesn't know is the carryover effect from the first match in New York. And a lot of the fan interaction with Toronto FC obviously was unhealthy from the fans' part. It just felt like those emotions boiled over, and there wasn't a lot the referee could do to control that.
Yeah, I thought he was shocking. I thought he was terrible last night. Some of the calls that he made, I felt that he lost control. Listen, emotions are going to get high in the game, but it's up to you as a referee to control it. That's your job. And if you can't control the big games and the big stage in the playoffs, then you shouldn't be there. For instance, even Oso's goal there, when he called the foul, that's never been a foul. That's
no.
A goal. There's nothing absolutely wrong with that goal whatsoever. I mean, it's a man's game. It's contact. And he was saying there's pushing, and I mean, even Vasquez, when that free kick there, he's allowed the free kick, doesn't ask for the 10 yards, takes it quick, scores, no goal. And there was just a number of plays and emotions running highs where he should have controlled it a lot better than what he did. And overall, I thought it was a really poor performance by him.
Yeah, I mean, first half, I see that in the second half, and I think there was no coming back, and this is the struggle that a referee has who seems a little overwhelmed by the moment, when neither team's happy at halftime, you know something's going wrong, and that seemed to be the case. Let me ask you about the second yellow in the tie for Jovinko. There was a lot of animation. That wasn't sort of I'm gonna chill for a couple minutes and I'm gonna get my answer a little later, which is what Michael Bradley was trying to do at the half animatedly. When Jovinko gets up and there's hand gestures and there's clapping and screaming at the referee, is that a road that he can go down at that point, knowing another yellow takes him out?
No, you can't. I mean, listen, when you play the game and at that level and what's at stake, you've got to play with controlled emotions. And, for Giovanni to do all that, wave his hands, I still don't know how he can wave his hands that fast. But, he's screaming at the referee. You've got to control yourself. Control yourself, because now you're going to be missed in the next game, and that's a vital game. Listen, Columbus Crew right now, they're on form. They're a good side. For them to knock out Atlanta, and then they beat New York as well, and they're on a roll right now. And this is a game that you're going to need all your players. And, he should have handled himself a little bit better than what he did last night.
Well, if you don't get in trouble on the field, of course you get in trouble in the tunnel. When nothing's going. So, I mean, what happened here? You have, I mean, video shows there's yelling between numerous players on both teams. You have Coach Vanney, you have Captain Michael Bradley, you have Jesse Marsh, and you end up without another player for next game. How do you get suspended for a game for something that happens that the referee didn't actually see what happened? And it seems that the New York guys were in the wrong place. They shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, you know what? Like, see in our sport, most of the times when fights and everything happens, all in the tunnels. That's why you see a lot of both teams sometimes racing down the tunnels, because that's where everybody tries to go, because it's behind closed doors. You hope to get in there before the referees do, and you can sort things out. And unfortunately, they got caught. But it was a bag of emotions. But then at the same time, that's a referee as well. You lose control of the game in the first half. You let emotions run high. And then it gets to the points where the players say, right, then we'll go sort it out in the tunnel. And it gets into the tunnel, then they start sorting out themselves. And before you know it, players are sent off. Now they're missed in the next game. And, again, and I keep going back to it, it's got to be controlled emotion when you play the game in this critical period here in playoffs. And the emotion's got high and took control of the players. And, they're in a situation now that they probably wish they weren't in.
Jim Brennan joining us, 4 years with Toronto FC, of course, a former captain and Canadian international as well. They have this backwards, to be perfectly honest. Here's what I do, Jim. I send them out on the field without the children at the start of the game. I send them into the tunnel at halftime with children. They walk a lot slower and a lot more controlled. If you're holding hands with a seven-year-old, he's happy to be there. There's not going to be any kind of you're watching out for each other, right? Everyone has a kid attached to them. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. But then that's when you say, being a dad, you'd be going, hey, listen, kid, you just stay there for 1 second. I'll come back
and get you. Yeah, dad needs to take care of some business over here. There's a person getting shoved into a wall. I'm getting involved.
Well, you know what? Like that, I remember back when I was playing as well, and against New York, we had a big-time rivalries against New York Red Bulls, and we had a big fight in the tunnel with Big Danny Dicchio and Greg Sutton and Carl Robinson, and Bruce Arena was the head coach at the time, and you know you're always going to get it, and there's always that kind of that rivalry with New York, and you know, it's good to see that's still going anyways.
I think there's a thought that this is, you know, if this is the adversity, if it came around earlier, unlike last year when Montreal scores, you know, bang, bang goals on you at Olympic Stadium and you got to fight back in that match and then hope it goes well on, you know, rainy pitch at home. People forget they gave up the first goal against the Impact here in that amazing second leg. That maybe this is it. Everyone's going to go through it on the way to the MLS Cup. And that has to be the hope, is that this is where it's at. And at the same time, I said earlier, I don't know how you feel about it, Toronto FC can't say this, but if they come back even a goal down in Columbus, look, that's not a moral victory. You don't ever want to be down. But I almost think that's not a terrible result to go to Ohio in a week and a half and be only a goal down when they come back.
Well, I mean, look, with aggregate, that's everything goes through your mind. I mean, ideally, the best situation is go there, steal a goal and come back 1-0 up and give it to Columbus at home. But it's going to be a tough game. And you start thinking, okay, look, if we're 0-0, we come back, we're in a good position. And maybe if we're 1-0 down at home, okay, you know what, we're confident enough we can get it. But the last thing you want is to go to Columbus and end up like New York City did after the first game. And what was it, 4-1 down going back to New York City? You got no chance. So they're clever enough. They'll get their tactics right. They'll be watching all the game tapes of Columbus's last few games in the playoffs to see what their strengths are and the weaknesses are and try to match up with them in Columbus.
Well, obviously the TFC now have weaknesses they didn't think they were going to have going in. Talk to us about their depth and how do they replace these guys? They need goals.
Well, they do, but they've got a good squad. They got depth. And they got characters that can step up and play the role. Listen, there's no doubt about it. You're missing two of the top players in the league now. That's going to kill you. But it's playoff time. It doesn't matter. The guys that are coming now, it's an opportunity for them to show what they can do and show that they deserve to be a part of this team and play a role and get something in Columbus so that, you know, when you come back, at least the boys can step in and maybe play that next home game.